This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Click on your attention button, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the DJV program to present to you, as part of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, in combination with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our review, our overview of the big items according to Talkers Magazine, the big stories, the top 10, and the people list as well. They are functionally our focus during this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV program, our lineup every day. And this is a special look at the stories. Number 10, I suppose Jennifer ought to have a moment or two on this, the Western heat wave here in California. This is affecting the southwestern part of our country. It is. I saw something. Was it yesterday? There was the trials. Oh, was it the trials for the Olympics in Oklahoma City? It was 104 degrees there. So the Midwest, the Mid-South, the Southwest baking, and you living through it, Jennifer, how hot has it been?
Funny.
It sounds like a line from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. How hot is it?
It's so hot, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. No, it's really weird, and I was thinking about this as I was driving home from work the other day. It has been hot. I mean, it's been 100 degrees in the San Fernando Valley where I live. It's been really hot in Palm Springs. It's been like 118 there. Phoenix has been very hot. Las Vegas has been hot. My mom's been in Grand Junction. She said in Colorado, she said they are having really high temperatures. So it's been hot places. But for California, I was like, I mean, everybody's like, it's a flux alert and it's very hot and blah, 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 cooling centers and watch your dogs and the elderly. I mean, it's been warm. But it hasn't been as, like, I mean, sometimes during August
or
world, September.
The end of the world stuff.
Right. And I was thinking, of like, the other, and here's how I know that. So the other day, like, you know, on I think it was, like, Thursday I was driving home, and it was 82 degrees at 7 o'clock at night. Now, conversely, on Tuesday, it was 100 degrees. That's pretty hot at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, there has been a little bit of heat. But if you're at the beach still in Southern California, it's, like, 74. So I feel kind of like embarrassed complaining
right.
about
go
it.
Go over the hill. And up and down
a swing of 30 degrees.
Malibu, Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, down to Venice, and that's, it's pretty temperate.
I think, and then we go into flex alerts for the whole state, where that means there can be power outages, it means that you're supposed to conserve energy and all this stuff. I think the more they pound on the fact that there's this ginormous heat wave, the more people are like, oh, got to get ahead of it. I know I have. I've had my air conditioning running all week to get ahead of the heat. And maybe if I had just been listening to, like, how it feels outside, maybe I wouldn't be doing that. But I'm listening to everybody going, it's really hot, got to get it
more
going.
The sky is falling. Air. It's terrible. It's awful. You know, that kind of stuff. That wears out. It gets pretty thin. All right, jumping around here a little bit, I want to spend some time on number two, ladies, the COVID Delta variant. Apparently, it is worse than most, but is it the worst variant? It's contagious, right? And makes you sicker. Isn't that kind of what you're hearing?
Yeah.
And look at England, because it started in England, I guess, didn't it?
India. This is the one that pretty much decimated India, and we saw those cases, hundreds of thousands of cases a day, and all those images of, you know, hospitals being completely overcrowded and just not enough beds to treat people. It's really awful. The good news is, though, because we like to have good news, the good news is if you are vaccinated, there is very little cause for concern. The health experts and doctors here in the United States, more than 10% now of new cases are that the Delta variant. And so a lot of health experts are worried about people in states that have low vaccination rates. Mm-hmm. A lot of states, you know, in the South don't have the vaccination rates that a lot of other states have on the coast and in the north. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that they, you know, they're concerned that this could create another wave, which no one wants. And so get vaccinated. It's widely available now.
Here's there's an interesting comparative here before we leave this, of all, again, back to the news media, Jennifer and Victoria, what we were saying about the heat wave and how things are being portrayed and COVID. I think we've gotten to the point where we're almost numb, understanding most people who are mature and get it. They understand that the news media is no more. It's all entertainment, infotainment, whatever you want to call it. So what gets lost are things that put stuff into perspective. And that's why what Jennifer just said and Victoria about good, we look for the good stuff.
I think about some of the stories on the list this week. It's like everything now has to have a component of fear-mongering.
Yeah.
It's the way that, I say, yes, it is the news media's fault, the mainstream news media's fault for that. But I also think politicians gain a lot of power by keeping people really scared. I mean, just looking at the list of stories this week, what did we hear about the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act? We heard that if Amy Coney Barrett would go on to the Supreme Court, that the Affordable Care Act would be killed, that it would be over. There's a quote. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, millions of Americans will be without health care because of Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Yeah. Fear-mongering,
Barrett had also, the reason that was so such a hot button issue is because I believe that there was a paper that Amy Coney Barrett wrote before she was put on the Supreme Court where she said that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional.
A lot of people believe that, but that doesn't mean that each case that they're going to see is proof of that. I mean, that's what Clarence Thomas said in the dissent this week about, or excuse me, not the dissent, but the opinion about their decision. He said, look, I don't like this Affordable Care Act. I think it is unconstitutional, but this particular case, it's there's no standing for it. So they toss it out. I mean, it's just...
I'm just happy at a time where everyone's really struggling. Most people are struggling anyway. I'm happy that 30 million people didn't also lose their health insurance because I've been without it.
Even
and
in
it's...
jeopardy, I guess.
I want to go back to COVID for a second.
But the point is, Doug, that I was making is that you're right. It's like everybody, and then going back to that, the Delta variant is going to come. It's like everything has got to be like a massive, it's got to have a name. It's got to, you know, it's coming for you. It's just really,
okay, so then to put things into perspective as to specific, let's talk about children and how many children are dying because of COVID, and then compare to other things that children are dying of or from who are in their early stages. Out of every 100,000 deaths among children in the United States, 3 of them drowned. 2.5 of them, if you want to use the exact statistic, are in car crashes. There are actually about the same number of children killed in homicides. 2% of children have cancer. 1% of children have cardiovascular disease. 0.8% have the flu or pneumonia and die from it. 7.7%, less than 1%, die of suffocation. 0.02% are dying of COVID. It is the least problematic of all the things that children confront for possible ways of dying. And so to have all of this hoopla, there should be attention given to it.
Just to play devil's advocate, then is forced vaccine appropriate for young kids?
Well, it is, I guess, if you want to understand that the children could spread it. For them, it doesn't do any good. I see it doesn't do any good for kids, but it does help the situation with adults.
So
make it worthwhile? Should it be done?
People can spread it without knowing. I mean, that's been debunked. That was one of the things that people said early on. But what they're saying now is that when you are contagious when you have symptoms. So,
but the same numbers hold up
argument anymore.
When you look at the older children, teenagers, for example, the same numbers hold up. More children die of cancer, like 100 times more children die of cancer than die of COVID, with the stats being the way they are. So I just think putting things into perspective, and this is, by the way, the study was done over the past year, and what I found more interesting, if you will, in terms of children under 1 year old, most children who die of suffocation. What is that called when the kids have, there's a disease it's called, when children just stop breathing.
It's not a disease, but it's sudden
sudden death. Infant death syndrome.
Yeah. And a lot of time it is accidental.
Were you worried about that when you have a 1 year old now whose birthday is this weekend, as a matter of fact?
Today. I totally believe that kids who believe like monsters live under their bed or the boogeyman came in at night, it's the parent just checking to make sure you're still breathing.
Yeah.
Like throughout the night.
Nonstop. So today's and Max's 1 year first birthday? Wow.
Yeah. Today's the actual day. Well, and they're not supposed to have blankets or stuffed animals in the crib with them when they're sleeping because of, like, that's what can cause the accidental death. You're not supposed to have them sleep in bed with you. Of course, I do. But that's been a recent thing because he doesn't like to sleep at night. So having him in bed with me helps me get a little bit of sleep.
Yeah. But it also probably calms him down, too. I think that's what happens with young children, with your dogs, whatever. They all feel better if they're close to you. And that's, you know, that's kind of a basic principle, if you will. All right, so there's the overview of two of the top stories. Let's see what else we get into, what other kind of trouble we can create here on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, visited the mini plant in Oxford recently, where he was able to meet some of the 130 apprentices, as well as staff, who were closely involved in integrating the manufacturing of mini electric onto the standard production line. Oxford is the first BMW plant in the world to build fully electric and combustion cars on the same line, doubling mini electric production this year. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, back to our overview here of the world of talk radio, what happens every week. This, by the way, the numbers are interesting. We talk about numbers a lot, stats. The numbers for News Talk Radio listenership is up, and that surprises a lot of people. I don't want to make this too inside, but, you know, after an election or all the hoopla, the, you know, COVID is sort of dying down, but is it really? There are so many things going on that people want to talk about. And what I find interesting is people's attitude toward what's going on in Israel, which is number five this week, and what's happening in the Middle East, the knowledge that people have about it.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Twenty-three after the hour on our overview of what's going on in the news talk world, the business of news talk, the conversations on the air, a lot of your favorite hosts, and they include, as far as we're concerned, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the DJVers. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Jay, looks like there are some interesting names that are trending here, people getting Hollywood Walk of Fame star status. I don't know that there's, I don't know who Norman Reedus is. I know, obviously, Carrie Fisher. Who else is on the list? And who the heck is Norman Reedus?
Yeah, it's a big list. Norman Reedus is an actor. He's on The Walking Dead. He was...
If you saw him, Doug, you would know who he is. He's been in a lot of movies. I think he was in one of the Bond films. He's everywhere.
Really? Yeah, Boondock Saints. Francis Ford Coppola has been inducted. Like you said, Doug, Carrie Fisher. Several people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which personally I feel like it's too soon. You know, like you're kind of brand new. Jason Momoa, Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan, they're all getting their own star. Helen Hunt, Salma Hayek, Macaulay Culkin getting their own stars, as well as Willem Dafoe. Michael Strahan is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's a pretty big list. DJ Khaled, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, you pay $3,000 and you're in.
Well, it's more than $3,000 now. It's like $40,000 probably.
Is it?
If you have the money, you can get a star.
So Norman Reedus
nominated by somebody first.
But how did Carrie Fisher not have one until now?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then other people are getting it. Like, it just seems so quick. Tracy Ellis Ross and Kenan Thompson are also on the list.
It's watering down. This guy always plays a dirtbag, Norman Reedus, from what I remember. I'm looking at his face now. Yeah, he's always a dirtbag. All right, so...
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
All right, so, but the other people... there's other categories here, right? The people from the world of, we got motion picture and TV here, but, this Macaulay Culkin gets one, William Dafoe, right? These are all the people that are getting them.
Yes, Salma Hayek in the sports world,
Ray
Michael
Liotta.
Strahan.
Yeah, yeah. And from TV, Byron Allen. Do you even know who Byron Allen is? He's a big producer, he's not too visible.
But he runs, networks and stuff like that, which is good, and former athlete. So I think people do know.
All right, so maybe the birds will poop on Ricky Gervais' star on the... Well, he's getting one. All right, let's see. Who else? Anybody else?
A lot of studios will pay for this because they want to, you know, they want to pay for it because they can create good buzz for upcoming projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
Like Jean Smart. That's a great example. She's killing it right now with Hacks.
Yeah.
And she was in, she played, you know, Kate Winslet's mom and Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's on fire right now. So that, that totally makes sense.
I think Martha Reeves getting one is long overdue, I'll tell you that. So there's a lot of them. Where do they go, Jennifer, if they run out of space on one of the streets?
They're not going to be in Sunland. They're coming all the way to my house.
Yeah, over the hill. Uh-huh. So it's interesting as to how they
do them in doubles now. It used to just be like one single street. Now they have them like doubles, triples on Hollywood Boulevard. It's interesting the way they're just packing them in.
It's also funny that Patti LuPone is getting a star finally. She's Broadway royalty. I mean, if that was New York, she probably would have been one of the first stars. So that's kind of interesting. And then in radio, the only one is Richard Blade. I listen to him all the time on Sirius. He's great. But yeah, that's, I don't know if anyone outside of Sirius knows him anymore. He was huge in the
80s. Oh, in L.A., huge. Are you kidding?
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's on J-Rock.
All right.
He's good.
Hey, this is a story that we talked about on the DJV program, the paddling principal. Jay, what's the update on this?
Well, the principal was reinstated prematurely before the Florida Department of Education finished their investigation, and they did find probable cause for sanctions, so she will be getting hit with a fine, probably probation or suspension, maybe losing her teacher's license, getting terminated.
Did she get hit with a paddle, too? Because that would be really appropriate.
That would be amazing. Well, and the six-year-old is still dealing with a lot of the physical and emotional fallout
of
it.
Yeah,
she's in therapy, and she's also in physical therapy because she's experiencing severe back pain, hip pain.
So why is this person going to have a job?
Why is this person not in jail?
What,
this is child abuse. This is child abuse.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for years and years and years, when I talked about the concept of dogs and cats having human emotions, people thought I was crazy, especially people in the scientific community. They said, Warren, there's no way we can prove that in a laboratory. Well, you don't have to prove it in a laboratory. If you want to find out whether or not dogs and cats have emotions, all you need to do is spend some time with the guardians that take care of them on a regular basis. You know, over the years, I've lived and trained with thousands and thousands of dogs, and every single dog or cat I've worked with had emotions. Very often, the emotions of the pet were similar to the emotions of the people they live with. For example, if I was working with a depressed person, often I'd have a depressed dog, an anxious person, an anxious dog. The bottom line is, we have to remove this human ego that we think that we're the only ones that can have emotions and feelings. Our dogs and our cats have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Therefore, it just makes common sense that when it comes to emotions, dogs and cats and most mammals have the same emotions as people do. Just recognize them. I'll more next time.
Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American Airlines announced Sunday that it's cutting some 950 flights from its schedule to reduce the stress of its operations. The airline noted in an email statement that it's facing an incredibly quick ramp-up of customer demand. The National Transportation Safety Board announced Sunday it's investigating a fiery multi-vehicle crash Saturday on Alabama's Interstate 65 that killed 10 people, including 9 children, as storms swept through the southeast. The crash south of Montgomery, Alabama, occurred amid a tropical depression that triggered flash floods, spawned tornadoes, and razed dozens of homes. The New Zealand Olympic Committee has announced that Laurel Hubbard has been selected for the women's weightlifting team for the Tokyo Games. That will make her the first openly transgender athlete to compete in the event. BMX rider Chelsea Wolfe will become the first openly trans athlete with Team USA when she arrives in Tokyo as a reserve rider. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
With a tone of no confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris's role as border czar, over 50 members of Congress have asked President Biden to remove the vice president from the border crisis. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
4 teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Sunday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 2-1 to even the series at 2. Monday night, the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning will break their series, also tied at 2, in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Back to the inside
of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the three co-hosts and me on the DJV program every week. We get into a lot of these issues and have discussions about them. And this is sort of a review of what we've said, what's on people's minds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffens. So the official list is at talkers.com, and also we post it at djvshow.com. The number 10 person on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Jay, I know one of the trending items this week that's captured the attention of the people listening to the program has been posted on our social media, have been thoughts and comments on Ms. Green. So you want to share some of those with us, people, and their thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. She has a lot of support and a lot of people that don't really like her. Like Billy Dale Cummings says, we need more like her. Erin Brambler says she's a little over the top, but I like the way she thinks, and I vote for her above any Dem. Where Kathy Tinnell says she's the cream of the rotten crop. And Greg Salm says Cocoa Puffs. I think that goes along with the lines of the tagline, the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay.
with the cereal used to be. Ronnie Douglas says she's about the best there is for telling the hard truth.
One of the other things...
And not knowing about the Holocaust, so sure.
Right.
Put her in that category.
the business about education and our focus on what's going on in school and the impact of COVID on our educational system, the governor of Florida this week signed into law a, I guess it was a law, right, isn't it, to have a moment of silence every day in school? And so what are people saying about that?
Some people are here for it. Cindy Orozco says everyone can use a little bit of Zen or prayer, all kinds, just silently. You can start your day with that. Michael Durr disagrees with it, stating, first off, I'm not sure how I feel about this being a law. Secondly, I believe personal prayer and meditation should be done on personal time, not school time. And it kind of goes into explaining what all it could take, you know, the 5 minutes to get the kids quiet and off their phones to be silent. Then the 4 minutes of gossip about what they reflected on.
If I were the king of the world, there'd be no phones allowed in school at all. You got to leave them home. Anyway, go ahead. It's getting crazy. What are you doing in school with the phone? How can you learn anything if you're distracted by the phone?
I think most parents would tell you it's protection. But I do think, though, if we have to go to concerts now and comedy shows and you have to check your phone at the door, I think in school you could also do the same thing. Right.
Yep. The problem is that kids are sneakier than adults. And so, like, my mom taught in the public school system for 30 years, and she had a no-phone rule in her class. But the kids would, like, hold it under their desk. They'd hold, you know, and if you've got a class full of 30 or 40 kids, it's really hard to, like, try to see.
Is there such a thing as detention anymore? When I was teaching school, we had detention for things like that.
I don't know. But the thing that's troubling is, like, my mom said she caught these kids. They were, like, taking pictures of tests. So they'd have their phone out. They'd take a quick picture when her back was turned. And then they'd send the test. Yeah, to other friends so that they could be prepared for it. And my mom caught them. And then she made them start checking their phones at the door. But. Still, you get the sneakies.
And then with so many people, when you upgrade a phone, if you still keep your old phone, they may take their old phone and check the old phone while they still have their current phone in their pocket.
See? Jay's sneaky. Look at that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's something else that I think requires some thought. And then the mask argument and what happened with a cashier. That was a big story, I think, this week. And one that... a lot of people ought to pay attention to, along with this couple who shot the kid in the road rage incident in California. There's so much of this kind of stuff with people that are going crazy. They've got guns. So what are folks saying about that? What are our listeners saying about some of these things, Jay?
Well, regarding the cashier who was slaughtered over the mask argument, just to recap, a man wasn't wearing a mask. The cashier asked him to put it on. They argued about it. The man exited the store, grabbed his gun, came back in, and shot the cashier in the head. A security guard was also injured in the situation. A lot of people are saying maybe you should mind your own business.
What in the name of God goes into...
These mask arguments are ridiculous. There was another video that went viral this week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, where a guy was filming outside of... looked like a... like maybe like a Home Depot kind of store. I don't know. It looked like a something. Hardware store, maybe. And these two guys that worked for the store started beating the heck out of a guy who wasn't wearing a mask. They were just pounding on him. Mm-hmm. And people in the parking lot were like, okay, they started filming. I mean, can we just... especially as the mask mandate is starting to lift, can we just, like... chill out. I mean, just
live and let live. If someone wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If someone doesn't want to wear a mask and there's not a requirement in the location they're in, then back off. Keep your own distance. Let's take responsibility for ourselves.
Yep. All right. So let's now, you can, if you want to give us a couple of more of these comments, but I kind of want to weave it into a discussion of this couple. Jennifer, will you tell us that story? It was a Los Angeles couple that was involved in a road rage incident, and what, a 10-year-old?
Yeah, it was actually
10 years old, this kid?
How old is he? Six. His name is Aiden Leos, was named Aiden Leos, and his mother, Joanna, was driving him to school on, I think it was May 21st, And she now more information is coming out about the attack. Apparently, this other car was filled with Winnie Lee, who was driving. She's 23, and Eric Marquez, 24, is in the passenger seat. They were going to work, and they were on the 55 freeway, and apparently the car containing the two suspects kind of cut this woman off, and it ticked her off as, I guess, she was driving along. So she's about 2 miles down. She's getting ready to transition from the 55 to the 91 freeway. She sees this car that cut her off, and she flips them off. She extends the bird to them. Well, that enraged the passenger, who then pulled up behind the car and shot one single shot into the car. Now, the shot apparently she didn't even know that her kid was shot. She just heard her son scream out, "Ow." And so she looked back and saw something was wrong. She pulled over. She realizes her son shot in the chest. So obviously the bullet ricocheted.
I've heard the
somehow.
Story, but hearing it again is just so.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Imagine this.
Awful.
I mean, how many moms drive to school with their six-year-old in the back seat, and then all of a sudden your whole life changes. And so they took the kid to the hospital. They were not able to save him, and he died just like an hour after that incident happened. So then there was a 2.5-week manhunt for these two, and all they knew is that they were driving this white Volkswagen Sport, and they were looking all over the place. Well, it turns out he didn't even know that he had hurt the kid. He went to work. She went to work. I guess a few hours later, they heard about the shooting on the news, and they realized he said at that point that it was him who had shot this kid. He knew exactly who they were, and they kept living their life. In fact, so much so, going to work one morning, I guess 5 days after this incident, someone else ticked him off on the road, so he picked up that same gun and started shaking it in the window of his car to threaten another driver. Yeah.
Madness.
And I guess it wasn't until someone at work.
This guy should not be allowed on any bail. This guy is a threat to society. This is just awful. Ugh.
And so until someone at work said, "Hey, that car that you guys drive looks an awful lot like the one they're looking for in that case with the kid," he got scared. They hid the car. And that was finally, I think, the tip from people that he worked with. I think people kind of got onto it, and they were able to catch him and the driver. But, I mean, it's amazing. Like, what's the point? And I was looking at this guy's social media profile. If you looked at it, yeah, he had some stuff of him, like, shooting a gun. But he was talking about how depressed he was and that no woman would ever love him. Like, I mean, it looked
kind of
like
he has a girlfriend?
Well,
he's been driving him around?
Yeah, as you go farther back down in his list. I mean, but it looked very consistent with what you'd see from, like, loner guys on social media. It's just, ugh. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's stuff. I want to, one of the things that I think we'll be talking about next week, but I'm going to give you a little preview, the promotion that now surrounds the release of the Fast and Furious, what they call F9, the buzz on this movie and the stunts and the stars.
I thought it was out already.
I think it's this
week. I thought it was, too, actually. But I guess it was out in China first, right?
Yeah, it went to China first. Isn't that wonderful?
And it's made over $100 million so far already.
Right. Yep, right. So on the Tonight Show this week, Jimmy Fallon had actress Helen Mirren, who appears in, she wanted to be in the movie, and they've got her driving a car. So she did the interview to promote the Fast and Furious movie from her bathtub. It is one of the most interesting pieces of video I have seen in a long, long time.
I love her.
She's
funny.
In the bathtub doing the interview, all covered up with bubbles, and it just is if you want a respite from some of the crazy, stupid stuff going on, go find the video from The Tonight Show. It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. It's trending, but it's one of the cutest things. I could imagine me doing it, something like that, because I love to be in the bathtub. For me.
They don't have the same effect.
Really?
Helen Mirren can get away with that.
Yeah.
I know.
Why couldn't I get away with it? What's the difference? I have short hair and a lot of bubbles. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Sexism. Nobody thinks a guy in a bathtub is a good idea.
Oh, it's so unattractive to think of. Even like David Beckham in a bathtub, I don't want to think about it. There's just something so unattractive about a guy sitting in a bathtub.
Really?
Even if it's a bubble bath?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I love taking baths. I love being in a bathtub.
I'm okay with the thought of David Beckham in a bathtub, in a bubble bath.
What about me in the bathtub, Jenny? Are you all right with that?
HR. Harassment. I took a training. I was going to say, I'm not allowed to comment on that, Doug.
All right, coming up in a moment, the discussion of the number 9 story this week, Juneteenth, or however it's pronounced. What's that all about? We'll talk about it after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians,
and here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet took over the raceway at Belle Isle Park recently to celebrate Corvette Racing's dominant 2020 season by introducing a special edition 2022 Corvette Stingray. Corvette will release just 1,000 of these distinctive styled Corvettes, which resemble the number 3 and number 4 Corvette C8R race cars, which were designed to commemorate the Corvette C8R's inaugural season. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites, one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
All right, so before we leave this couple thing, we were talking about the couple who shot the child in California. But this week, one of the trending stories has been that St. Louis couple who pointed the guns at the demonstrators outside of their house. Remember that last year?
Oh, yeah.
They went to court. They were found guilty of misdemeanor charges. They gave up their guns. And the guy who's now in the focus, what's it, McNamara or McNamee or something like that?
McCloskey,
him too. He says he's going to run for governor.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that they're taking his guns when everybody knows where he lives and he was using his guns to protect his
property. But he's going to go buy other guns, right? He's not prohibited from buying any
guns.
No,
you're off the list. I don't think it's just, I think
so. I don't think so. The reason that they were guilty, right, is because they aimed the guns at people. It's not just because they were holding them, right?
He said he'd do the same thing again if it happened.
Yeah.
Maybe this time he wouldn't aim it at people.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Juneteenth. Something coming in my world came out of nowhere, although I do remember studying it, and I think that's the impact of it. But, ladies, we had a minute or so to talk about Juneteenth and how it's being interpreted, the fact that the law passed as quickly as it did, and some people have it off this week, right, already.
Yep. Well, 46 states have already recognized it, and a lot of companies had already given it as a company holiday, so now it's on the federal level. It'll be, it's a federal holiday, yeah.
I don't remember it. I remember talking about the reason for it when I was in school and teaching school, but I haven't thought much about it since. So again, because I think it's a teachable moment, and I think it's important for our people to understand why we have some of these holidays, and the fact that we have too many to begin with, it ought to be coupled with exercises in school, having school on these important days.
Well, it's summer vacation anyway, so.
What? Yeah. You're out of school there? We're not out of school here yet.
Everybody's.
A
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for a review, a hard look at the top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steph, and here to do that is Victoria Keelan, who goes from number five to number one. At number five, Netflix has a pretty interesting announcement, yeah?
Yeah, I think this has actually been well received this week. Netflix has launched an online merchandise store, Netflix.shop, and it features products inspired by the shows that they carry, the original Netflix shows. It's the company's first foray into commerce. Until now, essentially, they were only making money by subscriptions. And so the new store features items like apparel and toys and games and immersive events that are tied to the shows. Like if you're a Lupin fan, which is the French TV series on Netflix, they've got decorative items inspired by Lupin. And they have streetwear and action figures, things like that. Some of these items will eventually be available through their retail partners like Target. The price points are $25 to $75, so it's pretty accessible to a wide array of consumers. This was they talked about doing this for a while. Josh Simon, who's the VP of Consumer Products now at Netflix, he left Nike last year, so that was a pretty big signal that they were going to get into consumer products. Netflix says they're going to debut new products from The Witcher, which stars Henry Cavill, and Stranger Things, which is sort of one of their cult favorites. They're going to have all kinds of items from those shows. Stranger Things will be really fun because that show is set in the 80s, so you can expect a lot of 80s fashion-inspired items for that, which will be cool.
Right. Number four, Facebook has something new.
Facebook is planning to roll out its podcast well, it's a, kind of a platform, essentially. And so it's going to start June 22nd, and eventually they'll add a feature where listeners will be able to create clips from their favorite podcasts and then share those. So hosts can link their existing podcast RSS feed to Facebook, and then you will automatically, after that, every time you publish a new podcast episode, it will automatically appear on your Facebook page. This will show up under a new tab that's simply called Podcasts, and so they will, podcasters who publish on the platform will also be opting into Facebook's podcast terms of service. This is, it's pretty standard, the agreement, but this is something maybe a few podcasters have raised some issues with who's actually protecting the intellectual property of their podcast. So I'm sure there'll be some legal stuff happening in the future. But for now, if you want to have your podcast spread around on Facebook, then this is a great way to do it.
Help yourself. Number three, Verizon and a deal. Of course, yeah, this is a real deal.
Yep, Verizon's joining several states in offering a financial incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Customers who've gotten at least one dose can get a 10% discount on accessories from either the online or physical stores. To sweeten the deal, Verizon's actually letting customers stack that discount on top of sale prices. So, you know, right now Verizon's selling Apple AirPods, the Pro version, which is the, you know, the high-end version. They're on sale until June 20th, and you get an extra 10% if you've had one shot already, or if you've had two, you go in, you provide your validation that you've had the vaccine, and you can get your discount. And they're also offering all these customers are going to be eligible from June 15th until July 31st. So you just have to fill out a questionnaire, you get a promo code, and then you have to shop before August 15th.
All right, number two, a Senate bill makes it easier to do what?
This is a great thing, and I hope that this gets passed because this is already a strong bipartisan effort. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill Wednesday that would make it easier for people to cancel online subscriptions after the free trial period has ended. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. I know everybody has suffered with this. Once you sign up, you get like 7 days free of Netflix or any kind of music listening service. They take your credit card, and then if you forget to cancel before the 7 days are up, they automatically bill you. And sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's for the whole year, and that's then you're just stuck. And I know, Doug, you said you've got gym membership stuff, that same thing.
Yeah.
So this bill is called...
LA, whatever they call it.
Fitness. LA Fitness, yeah. This bill's called the Unsubscribe Act, and it's going to require sellers to allow customers to cancel a subscription in the same way that they signed up, which most people do like a one-click thing either on their phone or on their TV on an app, but they sign up for something. And so now this bill, if it gets passed, you'll be able to, with the same one-click, opt out instead of having to sit on hold and calling customer service, which I think is great.
All right, number one... this week in tech stories has to do with something introduced in the House.
Yep, on Friday, last Friday, House Democrats introduced five new bills meant to chip away at the power of big tech companies, targeting a variety of practices that antitrust advocates say are stifling competition. Mainly, this is going after Amazon. Amazon has their Amazon Basics line, so if you want anything that they make, when you search for that on Amazon, they put their own product first before any other company. That kind of stuff would end if these bills are passed.
All right, there they are, top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.